We are in the Sivo Shalom on Hanukkah. Here in Eretz Yisrael, it's already the eighth night of Hanukkah. There in Chutz La'aretz, wherever you all are, or many of you are, you're on the eve of the eighth night of Hanukkah. We're learning about Zos Hanukkah. I want to thank my sister for sponsoring this year. She sponsored in honor of her brother's birthday. That would be me. So very much appreciated, very sweet of her. Sponsors are always appreciated and help keep the opportunities for these things to happen. So thank you so much to Rachel Meyer, and thank you for being a wonderful sister. That's going on YU Torah. Okay, here we go. So, Ve'orach tzadikim ke'or noga holech ve'or. It says, I'm not sure where this is from. Right when I opened it up, I saw it. Usually he opens by quoting a pasuk. I put it into my database and I searched for it and nothing came up. So I'm not sure where this is a quote from. But it starts off by saying, Ve'orach tzadikim ke'or noga holech ve'or ad nachon hayom. Which again, very much sounds like a pasuk, but he doesn't give a source. Additionally, it didn't come up when I put it in a search in Bar Ilan. But it seems to be saying, wherever this is being quoted from, the way of the tzadikim is like a shining light that continues on, ve'or ad nachon hayom, and continues on until the day. Ma'amar Maran, Adoninu v'Morinu v'Rabbeinu v'Beit Avraham, Zechutenu Lino, that he says, the Slan Rambam says, again, seemingly on this, what seems like a pasuk, but on this quote, Orach no trikun orchet, that the word orach, the way of the tzadikim, is a conjunction of the word or chet, the or of the eighth, the or of the eighth night of Chanukah. Mirumaz leor shmonat yimei Chanukah, tinting to the eight nights of Chanukah, the light of the eight nights of Chanukah, shehu keor noga holeich, the or ad nachon hayom, which is a light that just continues on, and it continues on all the way until the day. Shasui lahair beoro et kol yimot hashana, that mamish Chanukah, the light of Chanukah, goes and keeps going, and mamish goes to light up the whole year. Ki chazal tiknu et ner Chanukah, shiair li Yehudi bechol haitimu vizmanei chashchut. Because Chazal set up, and this is the last thing that was set up, this is the last miracle that we have, the last Chag, chronologically in Jewish history, the last miracle that we have before we go on into the endless darkness, is this Ner, is this Chanukah, is Zos Chanukah, is this miracle that we have of the Chanukah, is this miracle that we have of the eight, of the Or, of the Eish. That the light of Chanukah is to light up for a Jew for all of the times, for all of the darkness that's to come, for all the darkness that's going to come throughout Jewish history, and for all the darkness that each one of us experiences over the course of our lives. This is the light that keeps shining. This is the light that keeps us going all the way through all of those dark times. Ulishem kach lo dai beha'ara l'shaita. It's not enough to just have a light just for this time. Shi'ir raki t'mei Chanukah. It's not enough to have 8 nights of Chanukah. 8 nights isn't enough. El tzarich lehair et kol hashana. It mamish needs to light up the whole year. V'chein mirumaz b'katuv b'siyum parashat haNisiim, and it's hinted to in the pasuk, which is at the end of the parsha of the Nisiim, in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar. All of the Nisiim go and they bring korbanot to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They dedicate things to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that everybody went and brought. In the Tzpratam Chazal, the Nisiim, the princes of each one of the Shvatim, waited because they wanted to see what would be left. And because of that, they lost out. There was nothing left to give. And so they all decided, no, we're still going to give anyway. We can still give. And they all each bring an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an offering to the Mishkan when it's dedicated in the beginning of Bamidbar. Each of the Shvatim. And interestingly, they each bring exactly the same thing, and there's a lot of discussion there, how therefore the kavanah of each of them was different, and we're really getting into the kavanah of each one, that even though every single one of us here could have had the same mincha with the same words, the same Shemona Esrei, everybody's mincha was different. It had to be. Everybody's mincha had to be different, because the kavanah that we bring into it brings out the essence of the thing. And so we go through over the days of Chanukah and Kriyas HaTorah in Shul, so what we go through is we go through each of the Nisim, because they're dedicating the Mishkan, and so too, we're rededicating the temple on Chanukah. So he's saying here that it's hinted to at the end of the Parsha HaNisiim that we read on Zos Chanukah, meaning we read the first 8 dedications on the first 8 days, and then on the last day, on the 8th day, we read in the Torah all the rest of the dedications, and then we go all the way till the end of the Parasha. We just wrap it up with everything. We don't leave anybody out in the Kriyas HaTorah and Zos Chanukah. So Dafka here, tomorrow morning, we're going to read the end of the offerings of the Nisiim. It says there, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach B'yom HiMashach Oto. This is the Chanukah of the Mizbeach. This was the dedication of the Mizbeach on the day when we were, when we anointed it, when we inaugurated it. And then it says, Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach Acharei Mashiach Alto. This is the Chanukah, this is the inauguration of the Mizbeach after it was all inaugurated. Zos Chanukat HaMizbeach B'yom Mashiach Alto Romez Leharat Yimei HaChanukah Atzman. He says here very beautifully that when it says Zot Chanukat HaMizbeach, this is the dedication of the Mizbeach. That B'yom Mashiach Alto, on the day that they inaugurated it, that's a hint to the light of Chanukah. V'zot Chanukat HaMizbeach Acharei Mashiach Alto. And this is the dedication of the Mizbeach after it was dedicated, which it says seemingly redundant, or seemingly even has no meaning. What does it mean? This is the dedication of the Mizbeach after it was dedicated. Hainu ha'or ha'nimshach le'achar Chanukah. This is the light that keeps going after Chanukah. Shu ki'or nogah holeich ve'or. This is the light that just keeps going. It mamish just keeps going. Shebemeshech kol ha'shana. That throughout the entire year, Yehudim mitchazek mikoach ha'orot shel Chanukah. A Jew has chizuk from the light of Chanukah. Now we have Chanukah right now. We have Chanukah now in the darkest time of the year to understand that we're mamish in the darkness. And that when we're in the darkness, we need the light. We need the light of Chanukah. We need the light to light up. We need that light in our lives to keep us going. The darkness, it's so easy for the darkness to overcome us. It's so easy to get down. It's so easy to be overwhelmed by all the challenges in our life. The Yevanim are still attacking us in every way. They're attacking us whether we're in college and it's our secular studies and we can't think clearly and we can't focus and we don't have time to learn. Whether it's after that and we have to work at our jobs and take care of everything. And again, there's not enough time to learn and take care of the things we want to take care of. There's not enough time to daven. There's not enough time to do Avodas Hashem. We get into life and there's so much going on. It's beautiful things, amazing things. You get married, have children, b'ezrat Hashem, b'shatav u'mitzlachat. You have all these things going on in your life, but all of it, it's, at times it just seems like darkness. It just seems like darkness. All of us have times where we're down. Again, I've spoken to so many students, there's students here who are in my Shana Aleph classes, tremendous, Yisro Koach to you for coming during your Chanukah break and sitting in a Zoom, by choice, when I'm still teaching you in person. You know who you are, one person who's here. But you know, if you, even if you're in Shana Aleph, so you're surrounded by Torah learning all day in Shana Aleph, and there are times when just because every day is just class to class to class, and suddenly that spirituality seems to go down, and it seems like there's no clarity. Suddenly the davening wasn't the way it was the last few days, the last few weeks, the last few months, and it becomes more challenging, and there could be darkness in Shana Aleph. Certainly, again, in college, you have times in college where you're coming out of, you're flying after coming out of whatever, you know, wherever you came from. If you came from a Shana Aleph, if you came from a Shana Bet, if you came from a Jewish day school, wherever it was, where that fire was burning, you came from an NCSY reality where your fire was burning, wherever it was. And then you come out and the classes start to get to you and the schedule starts to wear you down. You've been thinking about your major for 2, 3, if you're in Queens, Lo Aleinu, 4, 5, 6 years. You've been thinking about your major for so long that you don't even remember what it was like to be in Shana Aleph. You don't remember what it was like to be in Shana Bet. You forgot. You're no longer involved in, you're no longer going to Shirim like you were going to before. Your chevra maybe went in a little bit of a different direction. Maybe, or you know, you're not as involved in JLIC as you used to be. Whatever the thing is, that when that happens, you start to feel the darkness a little bit. The darkness starts to creep in. Again, in life, for sure, when you're past that, you know, when you're living in a singles community, or even when you're in a young marrieds community, whatever the case may be, and you're just in the flow of life, and life can be so challenging. And again, those are the external things. Lo aleinu, even talking about the internal things. When in our generation especially, so many people get down. You can have depression, you can have anxiety. In this tkufa especially, so many people can get down, can feel isolated, can feel alone, can be missing that the light that comes from being around other Jews, the light that comes from being in a base medrash. Debbie's put a virtual base medrash behind you. Meaning we all wish we were back in base medrash. We all wish that we were there. We're all dreaming that we were there. We're all virtually trying. We're in a virtual base medrash right now. Literally, but it's a whole different type of thing. And we can get down internally, even if everything else is fine. We can get very down. We can get very, very down. And this is what the light of Chanukah does. The light of Chanukah is for 8 days, but it's the 8 days in the darkest time of the year, when the nights are the longest, when the sun goes down in the fours and it doesn't come up until the sixes. We're living in darkness now. And this light is the light that keeps us alive in the darkness. And this light we need not just for right now. This is the light for the whole year. If any single one of you, and I'm sure that it was almost every single one of you, every single one of us, if there was ever a moment in the last year we were sitting alone in the house, whether we were alone in the house, we were just with our family, couldn't go out, whether we were in Bidud and we literally couldn't go out of the room, we were totally isolated, when we felt isolated or disconnected, and there was that moment where we dug deep inside and things, Be'ezrat Hashem, began to turn around a little bit, We found that good inside of us. We found that spark in the friend when we were able to talk to them in person, on FaceTime, on Zoom, or whatever it was. We found a shir to listen to, and it opened us up in a different way. We had a tefillah where we cried our eyes out in a way that we never expected. We suddenly came back. What we didn't know was that was the light of Chanukah that was going out through the whole year. That was all coming from the light of Chanukah. The only way to get through the darkness is with the light of Chanukah. And it's not just for these 8 days. It's mamish for the whole year. It's mamish for the whole year. That's Zos Chanukah. This is not the eighth day. This is the beginning of the whole year. This is the beginning of the light of the whole year. That's where we're standing on the precipice of. That's where we're coming out to. It's all coming from right now. Next paragraph. In Yan Ner Chanukah, Hamelavet Yehudi Kol Yemot Hashana, this concept of the Ner Chanukah that's drawing a person, that's escorting a person throughout the entire year. Who Kemoshe Katuba B'nei Yisachar, the beautiful, beautiful Sefer, the B'nei Yisachar, B'Yanei Chanukah, he says in Yanei Chanukah, Al Nusach HaOda Shal Chanukah, in terms of how the praise that we give on Chanukah and the thanks that we give on Chanukah, V'Yachar Kach Ba'u Vanecha, that afterwards your children came and they cleansed the Beis HaMikdash after we got rid of the Greeks. But it says, V'Yachar Kach Ba'u Vanecha, afterwards your children came. So what does that mean? Says the B'nei Yisachar, Tehainu Shebechanukah Ba'u Yisrael L'Dargat Banecha. After we got rid of the Greeks, after we wiped out all of that darkness, after we wiped out all of those things that were pushing us, that were getting in the way, what happens? Ba'al banecha. We got to the place where we're able to recognize and internalize we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. We're banecha. We're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. V'achar kach ba'al banecha. Then we got to the level of banecha. We got to the level of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. Al pima shekatuv achidaz, the chidaz says, that there were three things specifically that the Yivanim, that the Greeks said that the Jews were mamish not allowed to do, that they fought against the hardest. They were Shabbat.
Kodesh Vemilah.
Excellent. This is the next generation. These are the lights of the next generation. Shabbat, Rosh Chodesh, and Bris Milah. Those are the three things that weren't allowed to do, Dafka. You weren't allowed to keep Shabbos. They weren't allowed to do Kiddush HaChodesh to establish the new month. Umil, they weren't allowed to do Bris Milah. Hey, mitzvot hamorot b'miuchad sheYisrael heim kebanim lifnei hamakom. These are mitzvot that are uniquely connected to the fact that we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'Shabbat ne'amar b'ni uvein b'nei Yisrael oti l'olam. On Shabbos it says that between myself and Klal Yisrael, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is an eternal sign. Shemiuchedet rak ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'Yisrael, this is a sign only between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. A non-Jew can't even keep Shabbos. A non-Jew is halachically not allowed to keep Shabbos. If it's a Jewish rulership and a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, they're executed for keeping Shabbos. This is a sign just between me and you. This is a connection between me and you. A connection that only exists between a parent and a child. That mamish is nothing else. Nobody else can have that connection. That's the only way it can go. There's only that connection exists uniquely between a parent and a child. Great job. Only exists uniquely between a parent and a child. V'goyish Shabbat, like we just said, V'goyish Shabbat, and a non-Jew keeps Shabbos, chayev mita, he's deserving of death. V'chein chodesh, so to by Rosh Chodesh, more al malatam shal Yisrael shehim banecha, that Rosh Chodesh is teaching us about the level of Klal Yisrael, that we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How so? Kiddush HaKodesh shal b'nei Yisrael b'olam hazeh mashpia al kol ha'olamot. The Kiddush HaKodesh of b'nei Yisrael that we do in Olam Hazeh, when we're Mekadesh the Chodesh, when we bring about the new month, mashpia al kol ha'olamot, it gives down such bestowal, such shefa, such bracha unto all the worlds. Shekulam tluyim umit nahagim kefi shebeitin lamata govim et ha'chodesh. That up on high, everything that's happening up on high follows what we do down here in the base team down here. V'afilu imta'u, and even if they make a mistake, nikbat hanhagat olamot alpita otam. The world, the upper worlds follow what we do down here. If the base team make a mistake and they pick the wrong day to be Rosh Chodesh, it doesn't matter. If we say it's Rosh Chodesh, then the upper realms follow. K'mamar Chazal, as Chazal say, Masechet Rosh Hashanah, Atem afilu shogegim, Atem afilu mazidim, Atem afilu mutin. That it's yours, meaning it's our job to establish things, whether our mistakes are accidental, whether our mistakes are intentional, whether our mistakes are large, whether they're small, it doesn't matter. It goes by us down here. V'yata mila, and in terms of Bris Mila, Amru b'Zohar HaKadosh, the Zohar says, top of the next column, Dinatrin brit, Akrun banim, that when we have this Bris Mila, then we're called the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki gimel inanim elu bahem mit mitpatat, ma'alat banecha, that we achieve the level of being HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children through these three things. That's why these were the things that the Yevanim tried to uproot. And then after Chanukah, then we move into a level of Banecha. When we beat the Yevanim, we bring these things back. We come back to the Madrega of Banim. That's the beauty of Shabbos. That Shabbos were Mamash HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children. That's the oat, the sign between us and Him, this special day where we can uniquely connect to Him. And that's what Shabbos is supposed to be about. Getting together with family, coming around the table, uniting, becoming one, talking, schmoozing, telling divrei Torah, learning little Midrash says, singing nigunim, doing all these things at the table together, drawing together as a family. We're a Kadosh Baruch Hu's children. We're sitting at Abba's table on Shabbos. Think about that, Asam, when you go to the Shabbos table. We're sitting at Abba's table. We're sitting at Tati's table, meaning Ribono Shel Olam, Avinu Malkeinu. We're sitting at His table. We come to do Kiddush HaChodesh, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu trusts us. He trusts us. He says, you establish the time. I trust you. You're my child. I raised you. I took care of you. I love you. You establish the times. Whatever you decide, that's what we'll go and do. Let's follow you. Let's follow the way that you're going to go. And we come to Bris Milah. Bris Milah is the sign that determines, that shows that we are the Jewish people. That we're mamish. That's the sign on our bodies, on our physical bodies, that shows that we're dedicated and committed to being the Jewish people. And Dafka, all of us committing ourselves, regardless whether or not we had a bris milah, whether a man has a bris milah or a woman does have a bris milah. And the Gemara says that a woman, because she doesn't have a bris milah, it's ki'ilu she had a bris milah. Because if she can't have it, then it's ki'ilu she already had it when she was born. That the idea is that when you go, that what bris milah is saying that I'm completely connected to and dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That my whole physical being and all of my ta'avot and all of my desires, I'm completely committed to, I'm connected to, I'm focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this connectivity, this commitment, this oneness that comes about, we're the banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're part of that tribe, we're part of that clan, we're part of that nation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us Kiddush HaKodesh, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a special time of Shabbat, where we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in that way. And we're called Banecha, V'acharkach Ba'o Banecha. We get Shabbos back, we get Chodesh back, and we get Bris Milah back. We get all of them back. I've never thought about this, just thinking out loud. I've never thought about this before. But it's, except for Rosh Hashanah, which is his own unique situation, it's the only chag that we have that goes over Rosh Chodesh. I wonder if that's part of the reason why it goes over Rosh Chodesh. That Dafka Chanukah has all three. It has to go over a Shabbos. It's 8 days. It has to go over at least one Shabbat. It's 8 days, which is the days of Bris Milah. And it goes over Rosh Chodesh, which we establish and create Rosh Chodesh. Derech HaEfshar, it could be that maybe that's part of what's hinting to the depth of what this is about and the very fact that it's built into the fabric of the Chag itself. Derech HaEfshar, could be. Next paragraph. Umadregazo shalbanim. Misayat liyudi ba'avurato kol hashana. This aspect of being the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this helps a Jew throughout the entire year. Hein lishmor alav besur meira. On the level of guarding us in terms of sor mira, keeping from doing what we shouldn't be doing, and also to raise up our avoda in asetov. As the Son of Rabbi says, Musar Hashem bini al timas. The pasuk says, the musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my child, don't turn away from. Don't turn away from my musar. That's what the pasuk says in pshat. But how does the Slonimer understand it? He says this in a few places. It's a beautiful, beautiful pshat. What do you say? How does he understand the pasuk? Musar Hashem. What's the musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What's the musar of Hashem? Hamusar shaKadosh Baruch Hu omer liyudihu. The musar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bini. That's the musar. Never forgets his HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Musar. Bini, you're my child. That's the Musar. Never forget that you're my child. Hare bini heincha. You're my child. Al timas, don't turn away from that. Never ever turn away from that. Al timas etas mecha ba'anagash eincha matima levein ha-melech. Don't ever act in a way that's unbefitting. That's al timas. Don't ever act in a way that's unbefitting of the way for a ben melech to act. You're my bein, you're bini. Don't ever act keneged that. You know, when a prince walks down the street, a prince has to walk with an honor and a dignity that's befitting of the malchus. Even in today, where we don't really have kings and queens, but you can imagine examples from even today's day and age, how much the press follows them around, and how much everything they say, they have to measure every word. Even today, where it doesn't even matter, they're not even real kings and queens in the way that matters anymore. But when you're the child of the king, you're the child of the queen. When you're a prince, when you're a princess, Everything you do and say, you say it differently. You act differently. You act with dignity. You measure your words. You think about, because you understand that you bear the burden of the fact that you reflect the Malchus. Musar Hashem. What's the Mushra of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Bini. Never forget that you're my child. Everywhere you go, when you're walking outside, don't forget you're my child. Don't forget you're a prince, you're a princess, you reflect the Malchus. When you're sitting alone in your room, don't forget you still have to act befitting of a king, befitting of a queen, befitting of the Malchus. Al Timas, never turn away from it, never forget it. Live your whole life as a ben, as a bat melech. That's living life to the fullest. That's the biggest musar there is. The Ein Lucha En Lucha Musar Yoter Nukav. Musar Hashem Azeh Shel Bini. And there's no greater musar from HaKadosh Baruch Hu than the musar of Bini. You're my child. She Yisrael Heim Banim LaMakom. The Klal Yisrael were the children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chim Ba'asei Tov. And so too on the flip side, not just the Sori Ra aspect, not just staying away from doing the wrong thing, but also in Asei Tov and Dafka doing the right thing. Kol Avodato She Yehudi Meromemet Le'ein Ere Le'ein Aruch Kasher Oved B'Vchinat Banim. The whole avoda of a Jew is raised up in an incalculable way. Kashir oved bivchinat banim. When we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a child, when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we're HaKadosh Baruch Hu's children, when we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu like we're princes and princesses, it's on a totally different level. She'im lomar Torah omit palel mitok hargasha shu ben amelech. That when you learn Torah, when we learn Torah and we daven, when we feel like we're a ben melech, we feel like we're the children of the king. As limudo v'tfilato mitromemim l'madriga acheret, then our learning and our davening is on a whole nother level. Can you imagine if you stood there and you davened? You go to shul. I don't know what's going on in every different part of the world. So at this point, we're just saying going to shul, right? Whatever. If you can't go, if you can't go, whatever restrictions you may be, and no matter how much plastic is up, fine, whatever, right? But b'drat Hashem, soon we're all going to go back to shul. Imagine when you go to shul and you're surrounded by, now it's 15 people. I said 50 people because that's how many people are in shul right now. But fine, you're surrounded by b'drat Hashem 50 people, by 100 people in shul, right? You go to shul and you're surrounded by 100 people, and you say to yourself as you take 3 steps back, 3 steps forward, and as you take three steps forward, you take a glance around the room and you think to yourself, what's my tefillah going to do? What's my tefillah going to do? Look at all the people in this room. First of all, I'm 1 in 100. I'm literally nothing, you know, statistically. I'm nothing. I'm 1 in 100. On top of that, look at that. Look at the way that that guy's davening. He's such a tzaddik. Look at the way that that girl's davening. She's the biggest tzaddikus in the room. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to my tefillah? No, he says, what does he care about my tefillah? I'm just some guy. I'm just some girl. Doesn't matter. And the answer is no. Musar Hashem Bini Al Timas. Doesn't matter there's anybody else here. Even if you're right, even if you're not deserving, even if you're not the biggest person in the room, you're the son of the king. Who is he listening to first? He's taking care of his son. He's taking care of his daughter. You're his son. You're his daughter. Imagine taking 3 steps forward and imagining taking 3 steps not to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from a distance. Again, you're taking 3 steps forward to Avinu Malkeinu. You're taking 3 steps forward to Tati, to Abba. Imagine having that in mind. It changes the whole tefillah. Does he really care that I want to do well on my test? Yeah, of course. I want my kids to do well in school. Does he really care that I really just want this thing to go to a third date? Yeah, I care about my children. I want to go to a third date. I want to see my child happy. Does he really care that I want this thing that's $100? Yeah, I care. I want to give you if I can give you. Because I'm your Abba, because I'm your Tati. If we go forward with that mentality that we're a band of, the whole tefillah changes. Because of course he's listening to us. It's our Abba. Our Abba's always listening. When I go and learn, to sit there and to learn and to know that I'm sitting and learning with my father, that I'm sitting and learning with Avinu Malkeinu, to have that in mind, to feel that I'm learning with Avinu Shebashamayim, that I'm sitting there and learning with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And I am, the Gemara talks about it all the time, that it says that when we go and learn, and if you're learning the Chavruta, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there and he's recording it. And then he says, even if there's no, the Mefarsh, I'm forgetting exactly how the Gemara phrases it, how the Mefarsh should bring it down. But even if you're learning by yourself, and how many of us have learned by ourselves so much over the last year? Though by me, sometimes it was by choice. Introverts notwithstanding, who are always learning by themselves. But Besider, how many times over the last year have been learning by ourselves, not by choice? And you're sitting there learning by yourself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. My Rebbe told me, if you want. Okay, no, pencil. You can go out.
Oh, I'm staying.
That when you're sitting there, that when you're sitting there and you're learning Torah, and my Rebbe said that, and I mentioned this in previous shiurim, Rav Yol told me one time. He said, you know, there's many, many layers to this. He was talking to me in a different context, but it's the same idea. He says that when you're sitting there learning Gemara, and sometimes it's hard to get into, and you're not connected to it, and it's, who cares about this ox scoring that ox, and what's the difference? Like, why does it matter to my life? He says, when you read the Gemara, he said, don't just read Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Meir, Amar Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, read Amar Rabbi Meir, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Kal v'chomer, when you're reading, you're doing Shnai Mikra, you're reading Chumash, you're learning Tanakh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is literally speaking to us. It's literally the words, it's literally Devar Hashem. So to my Torah Shabbal Peh, but even more, you can feel it so much easier to sit there and realize, I'm having a chavruta with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm having a chavruta with Tati, with Abba. It doesn't matter what you're learning. I'm telling you this, Peshat V'Muslachat by all of you. Nobody here yet is married. Kudos to, and thank you again to our sponsor, Rachel, and mazel tov to her on her recent engagement, and everything should go, but shat v'muslachat, mazel tov to her recent engagements. But okay, but everybody here so far, even if you're engaged, nobody's married yet. So shat v'muslachat, you get married, you have kids. When you sit there and live with your kids, it doesn't matter how simple what you're learning is. I sit at night every night, and I was reading these silly books to my son when I was putting him to sleep. He'd read for 5-10 minutes, and it calms him down, and he literally, it's Gan Eden, Bli Ayin Hara. He falls right asleep. And I'm sitting there reading to him, and I'm like, why? Why am I reading him these books? He's already 4. She already knew what Lo Medrash says by heart when she was 4. So I'd said, you know what? Why don't we learn Lo Medrash says together? To sit with him in his bed every night. And this is what it means to be a Jew. To sit there in his bed with him every single night and to take out Little Medrash says. And I learned it with her 3-4 times. And it's Little Medrash says. I know what the Big Medrash says also. Right? And I'm sitting there reading Little Medrash says there. Hit to him. To sit there and learn, to learn with your child, it's the greatest joy that there is. When you say, oh, what did we learn yesterday? And he goes, oh, it was Yaakov and Esav. What sweetness just to hear the words Yaakov and Esav come out of the child's mouth. When we sit down and learn, you say, what's my learning doing? What am I doing? I'm turning pages. I'm turning Dapim in Daf Yomi. I can't even do Daf Yomi. I'm doing 1 page of art scroll a day. I can't even keep up with Chumash. I'm just reading through a safe. I'm doing the best I can. What does he care? How big is my learning? I'm reading one page of an English book. A Kaddish Baruch Hu cares that I'm reading an English Sefer? The answer is, yeah, he does. Yeah, he does. I'm learning with a Kaddish Baruch Hu. I'm learning with my Abba. And to think of that, I'm the child, learning with my Abba when I learn. Like, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows this. He knows everything we're saying right now. Why is he overjoyed? Because he's sitting here and look. He says, look, 13 of my children have gathered together. Gematria Chad, Gematria Ava. 13 of my children have gathered together. The 12 Shvatim and the 12 Shvatim and Levi. Coming together. And they're learning my Torah. They're learning with me. What greater joy is there in the universe than sitting with my children and learning Torah? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting here right now with us. That's what it means. That's what it's about. Continuing on, we're in the middle of the middle paragraph on the left side. Ukimosha Pershura Batinra Kadoshim. Bemanda Amar. Hayom Ya'amid Bamishpat, Kol Yitzreo Lamim. Im Kivanim Im Ka'avadim, as we say in the Yamim Noraim. Today we stand in judgment before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. All creation stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im kevanim, im ka'avadim. The pshat is some like children and some like servants. But says the Nesiv Shalom, Shal zeh gufa mishpat. It's so beautiful. Keep this in your back pocket for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It'll be a totally different tefillah. Im kevanim, im ka'avadim. He says, no. What's the judgment on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur? It's not, the judgment itself is, are you dafka choosing to stand before HaKadosh Baruch Hu as avadim or banim? Who are you choosing to be today, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Are you standing before me like a servant? Are you standing before me because you have no choice? And I told you to be here, and because you're an Eved, you have to be here. And that's beautiful, at least you made it to Shul. Or are you choosing to be here, Kibanim? That's the judgment that's being brought out here. Are you choosing to be a Ben and a Bat Melech? Or are you settling on being an Eved? Why would you settle on being an Eved when you could choose to be so much more? Are we serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu as banim or as avadim? And that's where there's a gemara chatima tova in Chanukah. Kasher bnei Yisrael shavim lebchinat banim. When bnei Yisrael returned to the aspect of being banim, v'oro holeich v'or ad nachon hayom, and the light goes on and it goes on until the next day. It goes on until the next day. Ner Chanukah melavet Yehudi b'chol hashana, the light of Chanukah, the neros of Chanukah, they take us the whole year. Laha'ir lo et dargat banecha, to light up the aspect that we're banecha. Kol hazmanim ha'meirim v'chashichim, and all of the light times and all the dark times, these lights are taking us forward. This light, the light of the fact that we're the banim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that clarity, that light that burns inside of us that we get. Ki ner Hashem nishmat adam, the ner of Hashem is the neshama of a Jew. That light that is our neshama, it's being lit up on Chanukah. And that light, Soleich Moshe, the light is continues on and keeps going and going and going. And it mamish lights up our whole year. Our whole year is being lit up by these 8 days. Our whole year is being lit up by Chanukah. This is it, this is the last day. Those of you who haven't lit yet, go down and light. When you go down and light tonight, when you light all of those 8 candles, take it in, drink it in, let it light up your soul. Let it light up the child within you. It get excited like a child gets excited. The child in you, let the child get excited. And take that light and hold it close. Because that light's going to light the path all the way through the entire rest of the year. Okay, next paragraph. Odish begimel mitzvot elu, sheratzu ha'yvanim levatel mi'Yisrael. Also, in terms of these three mitzvot that the Yevanim, that the Greeks wanted to take away from Klal Yisrael, shem inyanim klaliyim hamakifim et kol komata adam. These three things that they tried to take away from us, these are these generic things, these more generic, more holistic mitzvot that encompass the entire koma, the entire standing of a person. Ukemamar tzadikim, as the tzadikim say, sheish madriga miyuchedet dorech id, shekol kulo yudi, that there's level of the fact that I'm mamish kulo a Jew, that I'm a Jew in every aspect of my being. HaShabbat makifat Yehudi b'tachtiim sh'niyum u'shelishim. Shabbos surrounds a Jew and enlivens a Jew on the lowest levels, on the secondary levels, on the highest levels. Or Shabbat me'ir b'moach, the highest level, the mind, that's the top level. It mamish lights up the mind. V'yesh b'Shabbat b'chinat az titanega l'Hashem shibalev. So Shabbos lights up the mind, but also there's the joy of the heart. We're living a little bit of Olam Haba, and we're feeling the oneg that we're going to have in Olam Haba. And it's mamish lighting up our hearts with joy. Tanugim v'yishtokekim l'Hashem yiparach. That we have joy and desire for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. B'chinat nichsefa v'gam kalta nafshi. So it's lighting up our mind. We have such clarity on Shabbos. We have oneg Shabbos. And as we work to make sure we don't do the 39 malachos, that we keep the 39 malachos with our bodies, it's lighting up our physical body, our hearts and our mind, every level of our being. We're kulo, our whole body, our whole reality is kulo Shabbos when we're in Shabbos. The chodesh merameis l'inan emuna. And chodesh is hinting to the reality of emuna. As the Sfarim say, as the Slanimer says, that the Shemesh, the sun, that's all about is Chakira. That's all about discernment, about knowledge, about wisdom, about clarity. We even say in English, I'm enlightened. When I'm able to see things clearly, things make sense. That's clarity. That's the sun. What's the moon? The moon is when that light goes away. That's the Emunah. That's the light in the darkness. That's what the moon is. That's the emuna. When the sun's gone, I'm still there. I'm still connected. Not because of the clarity, but because of the emuna. The emuna makafat et kol komat adam, and so too, emuna takes over our whole being. Kedichti ve'emunatcha svivotecha. That emuna surrounds us. Sheish emunat ha'moach. There's emuna of the mind. Next page. Kuf Yud Gimel. There's emuna of the mind. Emunat ha'lev, emunat ha'ivron. There's emuna in the heart and emuna in the body. We have clarity in emuna. We have to understand. We have to live emuna. We have to understand emuna. We have to learn svarim about emuna. We have to make it part of who we are in our da'at. We feel that emuna. We feel close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's emuna in our very being. And we have to bring emuna out in the world and how we act. We have to live with emuna. Top of the next page. Umila and Brismila. Inyan Kedusha. Brismila is all about Kedusha. The more that a person, Rashi brings it down in the beginning of Parsha Kedoshim, the more that a person puts up gedarim, bein ish l'isha, puts up fences, puts up walls to make sure that we don't chas v'shalom violate any aspect of arayos, any aspect of it. Not just the ones that are isuri kares, not just the ones that are isuri d'oraisa, any aspect of it, the more fences that we put up, we're bringing kedusha into our lives. Milahi inyan kedusha. Shereishito b'moach hadat ki yadua, the kedusha begins in the mind. V'acharkach chomed, halev chomed, and then it has to move into the heart. And afterwards it comes out in our ma'asim. It comes out in how we act. It comes out in how we interact. It comes out in how we live. But our whole life, it's Shabbos, it's the Oneg of Shabbos. Our whole life is Emuna. Our whole life is Kedusha. This encompasses everything that we are. Vayivanim hikavnu, and when you think about it like that, the Yevanim tried to take that away from us. The Yevanim tried to take that away from us. And again, go back to every one of our lives. The Greeks, the spirituality of the Greeks, or the lack thereof, continues to attack us to this day. For guys and girls who were in college or who were in college, remember those days. Remember those days. I remember she's not here now, but she's here often. She fought and fought and fought and fought. She would never study on Shabbos. She fought to guard Shabbos. That was her avoda. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. I'm not saying what to do, what not to do. I'm telling you about one person's avoda. She fought. She would never. No matter how hard it got, senior year, it didn't matter. She would never, ever, ever study on Shabbos. Because Yavan, there's good things from Yavan, but it doesn't come into Shabbos. And think about how many times Shabbos can be dragged down by what's going on, with my classes and my midterms and my finals and my grades and my applications and all this stuff. It just can wear me down. It can totally drag me down. When I'm at work, how can I not be there? There's a meeting I was supposed to go to. Everybody's getting together. They're getting together for a social event. It's how they're bonding. And now I'm not part of the team, or because I'm not there, I'll be less considered for a raise or for a bonus. All the times it gets into our mind, it tries to mess with Shabbos. And the answer is no, no. We have to fight back. We have to own Shabbos. We have to keep Shabbos. Emuna. How many challenges there are? How many challenges there are in the world to our emuna? How many challenges there are in secular classes? Again, secular knowledge in its pristine form is a reflection, if it's an emistic reflection of the emis of the world, there's godliness in that. But teachers don't always give it over that way. And theories and hypotheses don't always agree with that. And certainly when you get into other classes like art and literature, some of them are wonderful and amazing and may belong in the tent of shame. And some of them don't belong in the tent of shame. And they can mess with our emunah. Some of these classes can mess with our emunah. You can take classes that end up going into biblical criticism. You can get classes on leader writings of different religions. They can mess with your emunah. On philosophy, can mess with your emunah. Not all of these things are bad. I'm not saying these are specifically bad. I'm saying each one of us, whatever our experience was, that it messed with our emunah. Or maybe we were sitting at a table at a table around with friends, and we weren't connected to a yeshiva anymore. We weren't connected to a seminary anymore for a while. And our friends are saying things and like, really, you're still doing that? Come on. Listen, it's already been 3-4 years. It's been 2-3 years. It's already been a year since seminary. It's been a year since yeshiva. Come on, it's not such a big deal anymore. We made a big deal out of it because it was the end thing to do. But now it's such a big thing. And it attacks our emunah. It attacks our emunah. You go to work, it attacks your emunah. When you're sitting there worried about, well, if I stay an extra few minutes, think of how much more money I could make. And maybe you skip a marif. And maybe you skip a mincha. And maybe you skip time being with your kids to be able to take care of your kids and raise your kids. I've told this also many times, but I love the story. It's about somebody I care deeply about. Again, I heard this secondhand, so I don't want to say it in his name, but I wish I could. Maybe when I see him next, I'm going to ask him. But one of the heads of one of the seminaries, I heard this from somebody who heard it from him, that he was working, I believe, in finance. And he was sitting there late at night in Mamish in finance, especially at the beginning, you got to work. And the way the story goes is that he saw the other person who was staying there late at night at a desk across the way. And he said he watched him look at his computer and then look at a picture of his family. Look at the computer, look at a picture of his family, back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then he saw the guy with pain. You could feel the pain. He took the picture of his family and he put it face down on his desk and then went back to his computer. And so he told my friend, he said, that was the day that I decided to quit, to make Aliyah, to start teaching Torah. It attacks our emunah. Who gives us parnasa? Who takes care of us financially? I have to do my ishtadlus, but that's not making the difference. Sacrificing my kids isn't making the difference. Sacrificing minyan isn't making the difference. Sacrificing daf yomi is not making the difference. Sacrificing Shabbos is not making the difference. That's not where it's coming from. It's all me'is Hashem. It attacks our emunah. And does anybody even need to talk about that it attacks our kedusha? Do we even need to talk about it? Do we even need to talk about how secular college campuses, do we even need to talk about how Jewish campuses, lo aleinu, attack our kedusha? Do we even need to talk about it? The world that we live in, that the workplace attacks our kedusha, that the screens that we're all sitting in front of, How easy we can simply take three fingers and swipe one way or swipe the other way and switch the screen. And we can go from Kodesh Kadashim to Tuva Shabbatuma. The secular, the Yevanim are attacking us. But it's good. It's good. No, I'm telling you. One of my family members told me this week. I'm not keeping up with entertainment anymore. So I don't know what the show is. You have to watch the show. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant show. How many brilliant shows have we watched? Because they were brilliant shows that were full of preetzes. That messed with our minds. That stayed with us in the wrong time of the day. That stayed with us in the wrong time of the night. That made us go and then click on another thing. And then once you're in the zone anyways, it doesn't even let you anywhere. You don't have to click anymore. It just goes to the next one, goes to the next one, goes to the next one in streaming now. You don't have to click. It's just like 8 seconds of credits and on to the next one. And if I'm already watching this, was that really so bad? Is that really so bad? Is that really so bad? Our Kedusha is attacked on every side. The people who are around us, the secular world and the way that and its values, which are kulo anti-Kedusha and getting more anti-Kedusha every day, every day. And I'm not judging any individual, but the values of the secular world around us. Attacking Kedusha every day. This is what we're fighting back against. This is what we need the light for. We need the light to keep Shabbos going. We need the light of Shabbos. We need to keep our Emunah going, the light of Emunah. We need to keep Kedusha going, the light of Kedusha. When we have Kedusha, Emunah, Shabbos, that's not a light, that's a torch that can take us anywhere, that can take us everywhere. Vayivanim itkavnu, 3 lines in. Vayivanim itkavnu, the goal of the Yivanim was, because they wrote to him in their decrees, L'tamei inyanam elu hamakifim et kol komat adam, to be metamei all of these aspects of us. U'geshegavru aleihem beit chashmonaim, but when the chashmonaim overtook them, he nitzchon gam bevgimel inyanim elu, was an overcoming in these 3 areas. These gimel yisodot shel yudi al pi derech rebbeinu hakadosh shekano leinu, these 3 aspects, emuna, kedusha, shabbos, shem shichu hashpa'a lihiyot mosif ve'olech ve'or bahem, that we're able to keep going, this hashpa'a, to keep going forward and keep bringing the or forward. We're lighting up during Hanukkah, we're lighting up our kedusha, we're lighting up our emuna, we're lighting up Shabbos. And that light that we're lighting now during Hanukkah, it's being moshek and lighting up the whole year. Last paragraph of Aleph. Odi Shlavim. We also need to understand Mamar Katuv. Again, it has to be a pasuk. Well, I'm going to find it myself, but one of us has to find it after this is over. I don't know why I wasn't able to find it. He also said the pasuk says the or he says Mamar Katuv, so it has to be a pasuk. The orach tzadikim ki or noga holich the or ad nachon hayom. The way of the tzadikim is this bright light that's continuing on until the daytime. Al pima shekatuv b'vnei Yisachar, we can understand this like it says in the B'nei Yisachar, shegiloi ha'or shel Chanukah lo haya gadol b'dorot kodmim kimo b'dorot acharonim, that the light of Chanukah wasn't as great in the previous generation. I had to read that twice. I couldn't believe what he just said. I had to read it twice. I thought I was reading it wrong. He said that the aura of Chanukah wasn't as great in previous generations as it is in later generations. The light in our generation of Chanukah is even brighter. Ukechol hador shador meuchar v'samuch yoter lebiata Mashiach, and the later the generation is, and the closer we are to Mashiach, mitkalebo or haChanukah biyoter seit, Chanukah comes out even more brightly the closer and closer and closer we get to Mashiach. V'zepirush ve'orach tzadikim ke'or noga olich ve'or, and this is what it means. And it says the light of the tzadikim is like an or noga. It's like this bright light that continues to go on. Near Chanukah orech oro mosif ve'olich bechol shanad nachon ayom. The light of Chanukah goes and adds and goes on and adds more and adds more and adds more until the daytime. V'abior madu okin. Why is this? Ma'ishna near Chanukah bikol yamim tovim she'ino ramos v'mishna l'shana. Why is the light of Chanukah continuing to build over time as opposed to any other holiday? Why dafka the light of Chanukah? Ki near Chanukah miyodea miyuad. Excuse me. Ki near Chanukah miyuad leha'ir tachoshech. Because what is Chanukah about? Like we started with, Chanukah, the light of Chanukah is to bring light to the darkness. Ukechol shahester holich v'gadel v'hachoshech mitkaberet, and as long as the darkness continues on, we get deeper and deeper and deeper and deeper into the darkness. The more the darkness gets stronger and stronger and stronger with each passing generation. Trichim or yoter gadol. We need a bigger light. We need a greater light. Kizelu matzeh asa alokim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. Kizelu matzeh asa alokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us exactly what we need. It's not saying that we're in a better generation. It is getting worse. It is getting harder. It is getting darker. And Hanukkah's our holiday. Because the harder and the darker it gets, the greater the light of the Nair of Hanukkah burns. Hanukkah dares the darkness to get deeper. It dares the darkness to get deeper. And says, that's fine. I'll just get brighter and push you right back. You can't extinguish me, says Or Hanukkah. No matter how hard you try, no matter how dark it gets, you can't extinguish me. That's Hanukkah. That's the whole rest of this year. When that moment comes, and you thought you were at your lowest in March, you were wrong. And you thought you were at your lowest during the summer when they canceled your summer plans, and you were home by yourself, and you were wrong. And you thought you were at your lowest when you were sitting there working from home in the second, third month in a row, or doing Zoom college in the second, third month in a row. You thought you were at your lowest. And then comes Tevet, and then comes Shvat, and then comes Adar, and it gets worse, and it gets harder, and it gets darker. And you say, bring it on, because I'm still holding the torch of my Neros Chanukah, and it's not afraid of you. My Emunah is not afraid of you. It's not afraid of this darkness. It's not afraid of this isolation. It's not afraid of this depression. I can overcome this because I have the Emunah and the Kedusha and Shabbos Kodesh. And I'm a Ben and a Bat Melech. And all I need to do is turn around and look with an inner light and say, Abba, Tate, Avinu Malkeinu, Avinu Shabbat Shamayim. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sitting there, holding me when I cry, and helping me stand up, and lighting the path back to where I need to be. Hanukkah dares the darkness. And we stare it in the face, with our faces shining with the light of Hanukkah. That's what it gives us. Nothing can stop us. Zos Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah. This is Hanukkah going forward. Throw it throughout the entire year. It can't stop us. There's no doubt as we stand in the footsteps of Mashiach, wherever you believe we are in the footsteps of Mashiach, we're in the footsteps of Mashiach somewhere. And if we're in that last stage of history, the darkness is tremendous. And with Emunah, that we've never had challenges like Emunah. It's crazy. It's crazy that we were worried just not even 100 years ago. We thought that the Germans were going to wipe us out. We thought the Nazis were going to wipe us out. And the biggest chorban, it turns out, was the chorban of assimilation. Was the chorban of a lack of emunah. Was the chorban and the attacks of assimilation, of apathy, of atheism, of agnosticism, of cynicism. We just don't care anymore. We're just not interested. I just don't believe anymore. God doesn't really care about me. I don't really care about God. And I'm walking away. This is the darkness that's attacking our Emunah of this generation. The Kedusha of Shabbos. I don't know what it was like in previous generations, but it's so painful to speak to students who say, I don't like Shabbos. Some students, I hate Shabbos. And they explain their experience of Shabbos, and I feel their pain, and I understand why they hate Shabbos. And to hopefully start to work with them to build a love for Shabbos. Because Shabbos loves them. They just haven't been able to feel it in the way they were brought up. But there was, I don't know. Was there ever a generation with people who hated Shabbos? I can't imagine. I could be wrong, but I can't imagine. Shekol ha'or malei zuama ha'minageret lahem. V'ko avir. The whole atmosphere is going against these things. It's going against Kedusha. It's going against Emunah. It's going against Shabbos Kodesh. Al kein or Chanukah gadal v'holeich midei shana leha'ir gimel yanim elu. That's why the or of Chanukah from the eighth day going all the way out, from Zos Chanukah all the way out into the year, is lighting up all of these three things. Shabbos, Emunah, and Kedusha. Ki eina karash baruch hu ba b'tron ya'im b'riotav v'kasher koach ha-sitra'achra mitchazik v'holeich az b'vaday yishkam koach ha-kedusha yoter chazak. If the sitra'achra and the darkness is fighting us so strong, it must be that Kedusha is there on the opposite side, in equal force, that we just need to tap into it. And there's an equal and opposite reaction of Kedusha, that if we tap into it, we push back that darkness. V'zeh inyan Ner Chanukah. This is what Ner Chanukah is about.
Sheholech ve'or ad nachon hayom, that just keeps going. Umeir li Yisrael ad biat haMashiach, that mamish keeps going and keeps going and keeps going all the way until Mashiach. This is the chizuk of Zos Chanukah. Zos Chanukah is taking everything that we accomplished over the last 7 days, bringing into the last day, the eighth day of Chanukah, and saying that this light never ends. This light keeps going. The light never stopped. It didn't stop when the Nesim went and dedicated the Mishkan. It didn't stop when Aaron went and lit the menorah and was told that yours is forever. It didn't. The menorah never stopped. The Chanukiyah never stopped. The light of the Jewish people never stops. The last thing that we get before we go into the 2,000-year-long exile, the last miracle that we have, is the miracle of light. Not the miracle of the light. It's the miracle of light. The world is dark. The world is challenging. The world fights us every step of the way. We've never felt it in our lives, I don't think before, ever in the same way, like we have in the last 8 months. Every one of us in our own way has felt a darkness that we've never felt. And it only is going to get worse. Because when we make it past this, Bezrat Hashem, there should never ever be a plague like there was. But then there will be a different type of darkness, because that's what Gullus is. Gullus is darkness. And no matter what darkness HaKadosh Baruch Hu brings us, we go and we remember, we go back to Hanukkah. We dig deep inside, like we talked about in the last Tzivos Shalom that I posted on our group. We dig deep, we find that Pach Shemen that's inside of us. That no matter how dark it gets, we do whatever we do, we grope all around with our hands until we find it. We find that Pach Shemen, we pour in the oil, we light that light because there is a miracle of light. Even when I think there's no hope, when I think there's nothing left, you're right, maybe there isn't. Al piteva, there's no light. Al piteva, what do you have? You got a day worth of oil? There's no chance you're going to be living in darkness for the next 7 days. There's no hope. Hanukkah tells us there's a miracle of light. The miracle that there's always light. If I don't see it, it just means I need to turn the corner and it's going to be shining brightly right around the corner. I need to look a little bit deeper. I need to find that oil, pour it in and light it. When I have questions in Emunah, when I'm attacked by the outside world and I have questions in Emunah, I need to turn around and find that light and clarity of Emunah because I already have it. Because Hanukkah gives it to me. When I go and I don't feel Shabbos and I'm having and lo aleinu, people have had to spend Shabbos mamish alone. To sit there and to gaze at the Neros Shabbos that I lit. That gave their koach to have Neros Chanukah. All the koach of Neros Chanukah comes from Neros Shabbos. The Rambam brings it down. Pachot Yoter. Not in those words, but there's a whole Torah on what that's about. But the Neros Shabbos are giving the whole life to the Neros Chanukah. Sit and look at, gaze at the Neros Shabbos. They're bringing out the light. They're bringing out the light. Then we have that. They have that reality of darkness. Again, we've had darkness like there never was before. And you have those Shabbos alone, it doesn't matter. To bring out that light, that's the near Hanukkah that's lighting up my near Shabbos. When I go and I'm being attacked by the secular world, by the outside world, in the worst ways that they're just destroying our ability to stay Kadosh. 100 years ago, you couldn't even tell people that the world would be like it is today. The access to Tum'ah like there is today. The acceptance of Tum'ah like there is today. The accessibility of Tum'ah like there is today. You would tell a person that, they wouldn't believe you. How do you fight back against that? When our whole being, we're designed, Baruch Hashem, if we're healthy, normal people, we're designed that's something which we have a taiva for. With the Ner of Hanukkah, with Neros Hanukkah. That's how. Hanukkah lights the path to Kedusha. Hanukkah gives us the light of Kedusha. This is Zos Hanukkah. It's giving us the light that we need to get exactly where we need to get to keep our Amunah going, to keep our Kedusha going, to keep Shabbos Kodesh going. It's all coming from Hanukkah. Bezrat Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to keep that light strong. To Bezrat Hashem never have to go searching for the light, that it should always be with us clearly, lighting with a clear path, the way to Kedusha, the way to Amunah, the way to Shabbos Kodesh. And lo aleinu, if we find ourselves in a place of darkness, to remember that light is always there. To remember the miracle of light. The hemsheikh of Ner Chanukah throughout the year. And to push and push till we find it. Till we go and we just keep walking. We walk till we can't walk internally anymore. And as we're about to drop of exhaustion inside, we see a glimmer, a spark in the distance.
And we're able to go and pick up that nair and to start to relight our whole lives. Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us with that light in every aspect of our lives and to keep it going throughout the year, to light our way, Bezrat Hashem, to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash, B'mhirah B'yameinu. Yishkoach, everybody.